a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
All right, let's do it. Let's get the appropriate amount of vitriol, hatred, despisement. So there is such a word. Let's get it conjured up for the Jacksonville Jaguars. We do it every Friday at this time for the opponent the Texans play on Sunday. And this week it's the Jacksonville Jaguars. They play them twice a year. So there's already some good old-fashioned AFC South hatred between the two. But let's find a few more reasons to hate them. Five reasons I hate you. Jacksonville Jaguars edition. Here we go. Number five, we count them down. Trevor Lawrence and his flowing locks. This will never... This may show up on the list every year for as long as they're overpaying his ass $55 million a year. Hey, need another reason to hate Trevor Lawrence? He gets paid $55 million a year to suck at his job.
Yeah. You should, like, he just got paid and rewarded the people who paid him by being one of the worst quarterbacks in the league. And, the thing, though, that you have to be cognizant of and remember is that the last time he really looked like a good NFL quarterback of a winning team was versus the Texans in NRG Stadium, where he had over 364 yards passing in a, what was that, a 24-21 victory?
24-21.
Yeah.
November the 26th, so it was the Sunday of Thanksgiving weekend, and that was the game where emergency kicker, well, not emergency kicker, but interim kicker, Matt Amendola plunked a 58-yarder off the crossbar that would have tied the game.
Oh,
remember that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Texans came in on a three-game winning streak in that game.
So he's 0-8 since then. He's got a 59% completion percentage.
Yep.
11-8 touchdown to interception ratio. 6.47 yards per attempt. It's been an abysmal affair. And yet, he also is one of the highest-paid quarterbacks in the league right this moment.
Yep. So that's I think it's a great reason to hate that and his weird face and his flowing locks. Yes.
I'll say another thing, too, is, okay, this guy was the consensus number one overall generational pick because, wow, just look at how good he was in college. It's a good reminder that C.J. Stroud played in a much more advanced offense in college and had to do a lot of things that Trevor Lawrence was never asked to do. And that's one of the big question marks you have these days. Okay, when you're in a super simple offense in college, how do you project that onto the next level? And I think so far, Trevor Lawrence really hasn't shown any ability to move on to his second or third read.
Right.
God forbid his fourth read with any sense of regularity or anything.
Can you imagine how much money he's going to make when he accomplishes that? He's going to make $80 million a year when he accomplishes that.
If he can figure that out over the next 3 years as he amasses over $150 million in wealth, then, they'll be on their way to riches, Sean.
Incredible. All right, that's number five, Trevor Lawrence. We hate him. Number four, Trevor Lawrence's backup quarterback. Not sure how many Texan fans are aware of this, but amidst the slew of QBs from the 2021 draft that no longer are with their teams, Trevor Lawrence is the only first-round pick from that draft that's still with the original team that drafted him. The other four quarterbacks are all somewhere else. For the one that was drafted by the Patriots in the first round that year, his somewhere else is Jacksonville, which is his hometown, and I'm talking about Mac Jones, easiest quarterback in the league possibly to hate because, as we know, in addition to being a very mediocre NFL quarterback, he is a legendary youth tennis league hissy fit tennis boy is what he is. Yeah,
he's a Menendez brother.
With a racket.
That's what he is, Sean.
Yeah.
He's a little rich kid Menendez brother.
Yeah.
Went to some fancy prep school in Jacksonville. They exist. And, I forget he's a Jacksonville native, right?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
So there's even that.
Mm-hmm.
Everything about Mac Jones, including the fact that Davis Mills, one of the high points of his rookie season was when he outdueled Mac Jones in the flu game back in 2021. Right?
He did.
Or no, that wasn't the
flu
game.
That wasn't a flu game. That was a game. God, what did Cully do in that game? It was towards the end. There was a clock management glitch at the end of that game that David Culley had. Yeah, I got to go back and look and see what it was. But it was, But anyways, it was in 2021, And Davis Mills had a great game against the Patriots that day. Really good.
He
they
did.
Lost.
Yeah, he looked really good. They lost, really good. But I think Davis Mills was the better quarterback on the field.
He was too.
Yeah, when that's who you choose to be your backup, you deserve every bad thing that's coming to you. Damn
yes,
it.
Yes.
By the way, the Menendez brothers documentary. I was a little skeptical after the first episode. I'm getting into it. You know, dude. Like all these good cable or Netflix series. The first episode, you think you're set in your opinion about how you feel about certain. And by about episode three, I'm like, maybe the Menendez parents did what they got what they deserved.
Amy heard
a shotgun blast ahead was maybe too nice for you, fella.
Amy heard us talking about it before. She texted. She's like, it's really good. It's,
yeah.
She likes it a lot. So
yeah,
she's my
TV
critic. All right, that's so reason number five to hate the Jags, Trevor Lawrence, his flowing locks, and his bloated contract. Number four, Mac Jones and his tennis league hissy fit boy persona. Mm-hmm. Number three, Doug Peterson, solely for me because he parts his hair in the middle. Go find any picture of Doug Peterson hatless, and you will see that he is a middle-aged to skewing older man who chooses to part his hair like he's a teenager at the drive-in in 1986.
Yeah, yeah.
Watch him say anything or something like that.
I'll tell you what, too. Like many middle-aged men, he's good for one spurt. He's like Nick Foles when he was the quarterback's coach in Philadelphia or the OC in Philadelphia.
He's a head coach.
And offensively, right. He's the head coach in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
He gets that one brilliant stretch out of Nick Foles, and all of a sudden it makes him into this offensive guru.
Yes.
Trevor Lawrence in 2022.
Correct.
He gets Doug Peterson gets one good spurt out of him.
Yep.
And then Peterson's got to lay back and eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for the next year before he's ready
one
to
good
go again.
Spurt.
He's fraudulent. He's fraudulent.
He
damn it.
And his center part are good for one good spurt. I like that.
Yep.
All right, let's get to these last two. Number two, five reasons I hate you, Jacksonville edition. Tony Khan, son of owner Shad Khan, CEO of All Elite Wrestling, also part of the front office with the Jacksonville Jaguars, on the analytics side, but there was a recent YouTube that went up, 24 hours with Tony Khan, and a lot of it was draft weekend with the Jags, where he was wearing that neck brace because he got pile-driven on AEW television. He was selling it, the storyline. This notion that Tony Khan is some sort of undrafted free agent guru is some of the most offensive stuff to my football intelligence that I've ever heard.
One of the places where I contribute was undrafted free agency. So Saturday, I really need to be in the draft room. The hardest part is you don't know until the end of the seventh round the player you want to sign is going to be there.
What? Tony loves the draft, but what he actually really truly loves is undrafted free agents. He is like Mr. Undrafted Free Agent. That is his moment.
It's that time of the day. And if you haven't committed anywhere, I wanted to talk to you about it because...
calling players who didn't get drafted and finding some hidden gems.
Okay.
That is a huge passion of mine.
Okay, so that was Ian Rappaport in the middle of that. And I got to tell you, Ian Rappaport's tone there made it feel like a Saturday Night Live skit.
Sean, I'd love to go back in time 4 years ago when Trent Baalke, the GM, is like, listen, look, the owner's kid really wants to be involved. What can we put him in charge of? Where can we put him? Where we can sell it to him that it's the most important possible thing and let him be an expert of that. Okay. He's our UDFAs.
Expert.
It's probably not even actual like the premier UDFAs. It's like, hey, we want you to be in charge of the 53rd guy on the roster. No, the last guy on the practice squad. That's where the real value is. That's where teams find their edge.
Do you want to hear what he sounds like on phone calls with guys right now?
Yes, I do.
Tony Khan making phone calls to undrafted free agents.
Hey, Trey, this is Tony Khan, Chief Football Strategy Officer of the Jaguars. I'm a huge fan of yours.
Well, I think that's why this is a great spot, because there's, the availability on our roster here. We really can use help a wide receiver, and I think you'd be a great fit with the team.
Edge.
you know, obviously we're getting down to the nitty-gritty, and we'd already drafted that position, but we also do need it. I know there's a lot of teams calling. I would love to have you here in Jacksonville. I do a lot of work in undrafted free agency, and I've got a good track record of the players I call making the team. There has been at least one undrafted player I signed on the Jaguars roster every year for 10 years. That's a good streak, and there's nothing else like that.
Okay.
When I call about the undrafted
Van, good enough. Van, good enough. Stop it right there. That's because you suck for the last 10 years. We've had at least one undrafted free agent make it the last 10 years. Of course
really
you have.
A good opportunity to make this team because we're awful.
We are terrible.
Yeah. Hey, listen. If there's – what's his official title? Director of football strategy?
Chief football strategy officer?
If there's one thing I don't want to hear
– C-level.
If there's one thing I don't want to hear in the year 2024 from my director of football strategy, it's shuffling through papers. But I don't
Dude, you got to watch this video, Seth.
We're the most analytically advanced team in the NFL, you see.
At one point, it doesn't translate well on the radio, but the visual is incredible. He's sitting
shuffling.
He's sitting in the war room. No, there's a different scene. He's sitting in the war room. And he's like, yeah, I pull out my paper. And the size of the paper he's pulling out is like the size of a parachute. It's gigantic. It's a huge piece of paper.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper. And people yell.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We've got a friend of mine, Dan, who's a big 49ers fan, doesn't live in Houston, but he likes taking in our show every now and then.
Yeah.
He loves the Five Reasons I Hate You. What I didn't tell Dan is that there's nothing people hate more than when I start to kind of defend something. And our listeners hate it during the Pettycast and in this segment when I'm like, yeah, but Sean.
You got to lean into it, man.
But I got to say this, though. I do. There's something about Tony Khan that I kind of like, man. He's quirky.
He's harmless. Harmless, but it's just, yeah.
He's harmless until one of his UDFAs comes and rips your throat out, Sean.
That's true. Gets 200 yards.
The next Arian Foster sitting there somewhere on the damn Jaguars roster laying in wait for us.
That's funny. We met him on Radio Row. We had a good time chatting with Tony Khan.
Yeah.
Now, his wrestling company is losing money hand over fist. Nevertheless.
They are?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not good right now. It's not good.
I hope he'll be okay financially.
Me too. If not, there's always room for him here at Sports Radio 610. He can be our chief football strategist officer.
one of the other things people get upset about is when we talk about the Jaguars and we don't bring up Jags Lady.
Let's do that. Reason
bonus,
number one.
They have this gem of a lady there in Jackson when we don't have her.
Mm-hmm. They say they have the best draft in the entire NFL. Are you surprised to hear that?
Certainly not. The first year we took it to the limit. And I was in Miami with my new beach house. Well, it was a couple minutes from the beach.
It's been 20 years since then. We haven't been too strong in the last few years.
Oh, we've been strong. We're just playing by the rules. You can't have a newcomer come in and steal a show.
She's so sexy. She's so sexy.
She's salacious.
Come on.
Yeah.
Let's rent her a place down on Galveston and let her get a few blocks from the beach. You can get a good deal on a place a few blocks from the beach in Galveston.
So our hatred isn't directly at her. It's that we don't have a Jags lady.
Yeah.
We need a Texans lady.
We can't find a single lady somewhere like that a few blocks from the beach in Galveston.
Or a few blocks from NRG Stadium, probably.
I didn't just have a seven-minute conversation with the one who claimed to have had a relationship with Tillman Fertitta.
Certainly not.
At a liquor store there a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
I'm like, listen, this is not anything, I'm not revealing. She definitely did not have a relationship with Tillman
Fertitta. Right.
But it was the Galveston Texans lady that I got to go get some sound from her sometime on her takes on the Texans.
Jags lady, man. Certainly not.
Certainly not.
Oh, God.
Oh, she's so sexy. You guys go watch that video on the internet. Tell me you don't get aroused. Tell me you're not ready to go all Doug Peterson on it.
I know. I'm going to need a minute. Can we go long on this break, Ben? That would be good. All right, there you go. Five reasons I hate you. The Jags are 0-3.
Whoa,
so
really?
The Texans may not realize this, But this weekend, they are taking part, at least a small part, in protecting a Texans, I'll call it a recent Texans accomplishment. Texans were the last team to do something. Texans are protecting that this weekend against the Jags. We'll tell you what it is next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.